Welcome to Inspiration and Marketing for Yoga and Wellness Professionals. I'm so glad you're here today, that you're taking the time, and hope you are doing very well. Let's see, today's topic will be around the idea of being a loner, a digital loner online, and why that is a bad idea. So I hope you will stick around. We'll start today with a really brief mindfulness moment. So whatever position you're in, do go ahead and take one or two nice deep breaths through the nose. And exhale through your mouth. If you're in a space where you can do that, otherwise just inhale and exhale through the nose. But if you can, do that soft sound out with the breath and really relax your shoulders. If you can, go ahead and bring your shoulders up to your ears. Breath in again and drop it. Shoulders down. Do that at least one more time if you can. If not, you were just taking those nice deep breaths, whether you're in your car or you're running or walking or whatever you're doing or cleaning around the house. So, bring your attention to your whole body. It's often best to start with the feet and just really feel grounded into the earth. So, if you're moving, feel your legs moving through space. And if you're seated, still feel that contact of your feet with the pedals on the car or the ground. Another breath in and out. Just really feel like you're aware of your entire body from the top of your head out to your fingers, down to your feet. Namaste. Take a breath in and out. Today, I'd like to talk about the idea of building relationships online and why it's so important. And I will name some folks who I see out in the public sphere. And they're not necessarily people that I know, but I will use them as wonderful examples of what to do. So what I've noticed is that many of us, whether wellness professionals, of course, we have friends in real life, but sometimes when we get online, and we're here talking about the online world, which I feel really is, it's a separate world and it parallels the real world. But so in the real world, we might be quite friendly and we're building relationships in our field. But online, is your persona isolated? I'm going to primarily speak about your website. I've seen a lot of people, especially new folks online, new yoga teachers or new therapists or coaches, they care very much about how they present themselves, right? We all do. So you put together a website talking about yourself, but from the perspective of building community, one of the things that's really important is, especially from a search engine perspective, and again, that's sort of my expertise and my interest is how people use the search engines, Google and Bing and so on, to find information. So let's talk for a moment about that. What I think many folks don't know, and a good part of the reason I started this podcast, is I am very geeky and I read a lot about SEO, search engine optimization. And I feel like a lot of people in the holistic arena don't know some of this information. They may know bits and pieces of it. And part of it is often the people who talk about SEO might feel a little bit like energetically they don't match us, those in the wellness professions. And so that's where I was hoping to be a bridge between that information and the wellness community. So one of the first things that, and I'll just use Google here, what they look for to determine your online importance is links, L-I-N-K-S. They look for links. So if you are just a little dot in the multitude of little dots and specks and like little stardust that makes up the internet, you are not seen as important to the search engines. That's just a fact. That's just their judgment. What they look for is that others online are regarding you as a, quote, an authority. So it's very much about building community. So again, use that little, like, little drop of water. Use that as an example and then see other, like, little drops around. The more connections or energy lines, to use our terms, but the more connections between websites A, B, C, and D to you, and also vice versa, that immerses you in a community of referrals, and it creates a sense of what's called authority. So it's really, really important. So first tip, don't be afraid on your website to have links out to others. Of course, others that they're friends, they're colleagues, you feel good about the work that they do. Don't be afraid of that, because what that's going to show the search engines, for example, if you are a massage therapist and you link out to a chiropractor and you link out to a therapist who does body-centered therapy as well as talking therapy, or another massage therapist in a different area, but you happen to know that he's wonderful with you know, sports injuries and healing, and you more focus on massage as a spa experience, and you also maybe focus on pregnancy massage. So don't think that you'll hurt yourself by linking out. In fact, it's very important to also link, tip number two, not just to friends or colleagues that you feel good about. You also want to link out to authoritative sources. So, of course, you've established a blog, and that's very important and something I'll talk about in another podcast. I haven't addressed it yet in any of the earlier episodes, but that content that's going to fill out your website is very important, and a blog is a perfect way to do it. So, having that blog and you're writing a post, and say you do pregnancy massage, right? A wonderful specialty. Maybe you link out in your main page about it, or in a post about pregnancy massage and what you do and the benefits, link out to a study from an authoritative source about the benefits of massage during pregnancy. Now, what that's sending a signal is that you are a quality website about this topic, because you are referring to another quality and well-respected website. That is a sign. So it's not only about links coming into you, but that you refer out to authoritative, respected sites. That will actually help you. So don't be afraid to do that. In fact, I was researching recently. You can do that in each post. At least two times is great. So you might have a source at a government agency or a large organization that talks about, in this case, the benefits of pregnancy massage. And that's only going to help that piece of writing that you've done. It's only going to help it to rank better when someone in your area who is, you know, 6 months pregnant and feeling a little bit worn down, when she looks up pregnancy massage, it's going to be more likely that your post comes up. Okay, so that's very important, to link out to authoritative sites related to the topic you're writing about. Let's double back now to the idea of creating community. I'll throw a name out there a lot of you might be aware of. Her name is Marie Forleo, and she has a lot of materials online, and she helps, I think her audience is primarily women, but all people to build a business, build it online, marketing, the logistics of it, and just how to create a wonderful brand. And if you notice, in her world, there are people that she regularly recommends, that she clearly works with, she does interviews with, she recommends their books, and vice versa. So she's a great example of folks that build a community in their niche and even sometimes out of it. And she's now at the point where she's connected with Sir Richard Branson of Virgin Airlines and many, many other companies. So don't feel that to stand out, you have to just talk about you and only refer to you on your web properties, whether that's in your social media or especially your website. Kate Northrup is another example. She's written a book, I believe it's called Money Love, and she has the Money Love Challenge and various activities that she does. And she also has a circle of friends, colleagues that you'll see her promoting, interacting with, and that way they're building each other's communities. And so not a sense of being in conflict or competition, because each of us is so different and so unique. Another individual you guys may know is the yogipreneur. I think her first name is pronounced Rachel, but it might be Rachel Cook, over at theyogapreneur.com. And she has wonderful programs. I've looked at so extensively at her materials, and there's just so much you can learn from her materials, as well as some of her bigger programs, which I have not had the opportunity to take. But if her free stuff is any, tells you the quality of the work she does. And so again, she has a community, whether they're former students of hers or colleagues, the people that you work with that cross support you, it's really, really important, you guys. And I see when I look at people's websites, or I'll reach out to someone, and some people have an isolationist stance, you know, they kind of feel like, well, it's just me and I'm going to be at the peak of the mountain. And what I'm suggesting is that there's room around the peak of the mountain, and we build a base for each other together. It's sort of a pyramid. One is standing on the shoulders of the other, and perhaps you switch places, and then one's at the top and the other one goes down a row and supports the person who's standing on top, like those, like in cheerleading formations. It just is an image that comes to me. So really, as I said, from a search engine perspective, and also from just community building and literally getting, you know, referrals by other people, it's so important to reach out. We'll talk a little bit more about that. In terms of building community online, when you reach out to a thought leader or someone who's at your same level on the internet, it's really important to not just reach out and ask for a favor. I find what's a really wonderful thing to do, especially in the beginning, if you don't know this person but you admire them, is to reach out on Twitter or Instagram. But I particularly find Twitter works really well. And I recommend, and some of the best practices that I've seen others recommend, and what's been working for me, is to retweet them, especially if you see there's particular info that's important to them. If they have a program coming up that they're promoting, retweet that to your followers. You know, over time, when you feel pretty comfortable, ask a question or engage with them. Using the at symbol, which you probably know, just using that A, and that's sort of a direct message to them. Actually, that's not a direct message, but most folks who are active on Twitter, if they scan occasionally to see who's referring to them, and that at symbol will pop up when they screen for mentions. A direct message is only if you are following them and they're following you back, then you can basically send private messages, which is very cool. First, start by giving. Found that that really works. Start by helping them. Start by showing that you're someone who isn't just self-focused. sort of naturally start to build a relationship there. And so down the road where perhaps you want to do a guest post, they'll already have a sense of you, right? They're like, oh, that's so-and-so from Twitter or such-and-such from Instagram. We can talk more also about guest posting in another podcast. But again, just to recap, really important for ranking for the area that you want to rank in, literally the local area, as well as the area of work, whether you're a hypnotist, coach who helps women, you know, break through career level, right? But you want to serve, you know, say you're in San Diego or something. And so it's important that on your blog, which you are updating at least once a week, you, when you write, refer out to authoritative sites in your posts. That's going to help that particular post to rank better. That you also, somewhere on your website, and it could be in posts, it could be in a blog role, somewhere, start to build a network of people that will basically support each other because you are building community. It's not meant to in any way create a negative, you know, negative loop or anything on Google. So it should be fine as of this recording, meaning it's considered white hat. You reach out to people, you like what they do, put a link to your site and maybe a little short thing about what they do or why. So they're adjacent to your industry, or they do the same thing but in another area. And so you put out links to them, and then hopefully, and you know, that's something you talk about with them, they'll link back to you. This way you're embedded in a community. And when Google looks at a page where there are no links coming in versus three links coming into that website, I'll just go at the website level, a website where there's maybe two links, there's really not that much coming in, incoming links, and one that has 15, all other things being equal, the one that has 15 links pointing to it is going to do better. And so start to build that community, get on people's radar, see if they'll link to your content. And that is a whole other post. The main way to get links from your community is actually to create such great content, such great informative or entertaining content that folks will want to link to you. And then once you've done that, reach out to them, promote that to them, and show them. And if it's really good, they will link back to you. So that's really the best and most natural way to acquire links. Here, just really stressing, don't be afraid of others in your niche. It's only going to help you. You'll have collaborators, you'll have supporters, people to toot your horn, and do the same for them. Really, really important. If you're out there in webland, in podcast land, I would love to connect with you. I have a website, Yoga Bliss Dance. You know, it's about my personal yoga, private yoga, corporate yoga, and also marketing for wellness professionals like this podcast. But I would love to connect with you. Shoot me an email using my contact form, which is at Yoga Bliss Dance. Go to contact and let's build community together. Now, of course, if you are selling a spammy weight loss product or something kind of icky, not particularly interested. But if you're also a yoga teacher or you have a wonderful you know, new modality that you've invented or that you created over your years of study, or you're in an adjacent field to yoga, I would love to connect with you, have you perhaps be a guest on the show. Let's support each other out in social media. Another whole episode, that's actually several episodes. So it's really important to be part of a community if you want to be successful. In fact, what I have seen in, I want to say, the 4 or 5 years I've really been paying attention online is you have to be part of a supportive community and a supportive network. So let's build one together. I'd love to hear from you. Be well and namaste. Thank you. The show notes will be at yogablissdance.com. Go to the podcast page. This is episode 5 of Inspiration and Marketing for Yoga and Wellness Professionals. So if you go to my website, in the header, you will see at the very top the link to the podcast for yoga teachers. And again, episode 5, you'll find it on the page and the show notes will be there. Thanks for spreading the word, and thank you so much if you write a review. This will help the show to be seen more out in podcasting land, and I'd really appreciate it. Also, if you have a question for me to answer regarding especially websites and search engine optimization so you get found by new clients, go to use the contact page, which currently does have a button to record a question. It's limited to 90 seconds, so be clear and succinct. Namaste, and be well. See you next episode.